This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Thursday, the Capitol was still buzzing over the battle of the sexes played out in the House the day before. Even Governor John Bel Edwards weighed in on the controversy.
It was in bad taste, and it wasn't funny.
He said the lady legislators were right.
The comments that they made were appropriate, but it would also be appropriate to be upset about the fact that in Louisiana, we don't pay our women the same as we pay men. In fact, the pay gap is the largest in our state in the entire country.
Louisiana's wage gap, women to men, is 65 cents on the dollar. And downstairs in the House Labor Committee, Senator Ronnie Johns was giving House members the chance to fix that.
This is a piece of legislation that we have debated many, many times in many different shapes and forms. It's about equal pay for equal work for both genders.
The Equal Pay Act, already approved by the Senate, generated objections from business groups. And Jonesboro Representative Jack McFarland doesn't believe the wage gap is due to women being paid less.
Statistics can be manipulated. It's been my experience that women tend to miss work more.
Natchitoches Representative Kenny Cox saw the issue differently.
We as Americans owe women the right to equal pay.
New Orleans Representative Helena Moreno put it into context.
We all know about the embarrassing situation, an offensive situation that happened. It's actually made the national headlines. I think you really have an opportunity today to change the headline.
Along party lines, the committee voted 10-5 to kill the bill. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.